हरे कृष्णा। इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम देयर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ मेंटालिटीज स्पोकन अबाउट। वन इज द मेंटालिटी ऑफ द डिवोटी, अनदर इज द मेंटालिटी ऑफ द मटेरियलिस्ट। लाइक वी द मेंटालिटी इज कॉल्ड एज अ मति। मति लाइक वी से दुर्मति और सन्मति और दुर्बुद्धि और सद्बुद्धि। सो यू विल सी व्हेन दिस टाइप ऑफ मेंटालिटी और मति बिकम्स अवेकेंड इन एन इंडिविजुअल, देन दैट इंडिविजुअल कैन नॉट बी करेक्टेड और मॉडिफाइड और सप्लाइड विथ एनी अदर नॉलेज और इन्फॉर्मेशन, एंड नथिंग कैन बी डन टू दैट पर्सन बिकॉज he is convinced of what he is doing, he is determined, he cannot be swayed by anyone's logic or arguments, and his mati is like a dog's tail which cannot be straightened up. This type of mati can be seen in both Vaishnavas and in the non-devotees or materialists. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita also Lord Krishna speaks about यानिषा सर्वभूतानां तस्यां जागृति संयमी यस्यां जागृति भूतानि सानिषा पश्यतो मुने। He says there are two types of people. What is day for the introspective sage is night for the such hardcore materialist, and what is night for the introspective sage is the broad daylight for the hardcore materialist. Krishna says the similar thing we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is day for Prahlad is night for Hiranyakashipu, and what is night for Prahlad is day for Hiranyakashipu, because the hardcore materialists are having the wrong map. As Prahlad said, they are ignorant of their supreme welfare, which is Lord Vishnu, and they are also ambitious to enjoy the material world by taking shelter of the material commodities. Durashaya ye bahirarthamanina. Arthamanina means the material achievements in the material world appear to be very promising and very purposeful and glittering, and it is attractive to the materialist. They are ignorant of the real shelter of the Supreme Lord. They are ambitious for material enjoyment, and they are misled by blind leaders, followed by the blind people. That is andaya tandaya upaniyamana antepisha tantra murdavni baddham, means they are entangled. So ignorant, ambitious, misled and entangled. This is the definition of a materialist in this world. So Hiranyakashipu was such a materialist, hardcore materialist, and he had a hardcore materialist paradigm. So their paradigm is the bhakti yoga, you know, which is practiced by Navavidha bhakti, is simply useless. It's asar. It's good for nothing. When they see the devotee is wearing tilak, keeping a shaven head, you know, wearing kantimala and taking a bead bag and wearing dhoti kurta chanting, they will think it's a failure. You know, there is so much to do in the material world. You can accumulate so much money. You can accumulate so much land. Be so successful in material life, and this person is a failure. They think like that. Materialist viewpoint, mati, makes them think like this. On the other hand, the spiritualist, like Prahlad, they can see that the material world with all its glitter and glamour is simply null and void, because nothing of this glittering material world will come with us at the time of death. And even while we are living in the middle of this world, these commodities of the material world always give us headache and varieties of miseries, moment after moment, day after day, month after month. Therefore, earlier he had told him, Tatsadhu manya asuravarya dehinam sada samudvigna dhyam asat grahat. Asat grahat means capturing the material commodities of this world. You are sada samudvigna. You are always disturbed in your mind. Although the materialist is disturbed, he doesn't mind being disturbed because he is greedy for material enjoyment. So Therefore, the devotee's perspective is the Shastric perspective, is the Lord's perspective, and is absolute perspective. And there is no flaw in the devotee's perspective. And the devotee finds great shelter in Lord's lotus feet. So that was Prahlad's perspective. So when father asked, "Hey, who has made your mentality like this?" Actually, Prahlad said, "My dear father, nobody can change anyone's mentality. You cannot change a materialist, you cannot change a spiritualist. A fixed up spiritualist will never leave the lotus feet of the Lord. A fixed up materialist is a grihavrata. He also will not be ready to change by any amount of personal contemplation or by having joint conferences or by anybody's upadesh. No, he is not going to change. If somebody gives him upadesh, he will just laugh it off or hear it in one ear and leave it in another ear. You are such a materialist, Hiranyakashipu." He told him, "Your mati cannot be changed by any ordinary person. But there is one person who can change the mati of such a hardcore materialist. And he can melt the heart of a materialist which is like a stone. And who is that person? Naisha ammatistavadurukramangrim sprishati anartha yad apagomaya yadartha madhi mahiya sampadara jobhishekam nishkinchananam nabrinita yavat." So he said that the dust particles from the lotus feet of a pure devotee like Narada, those dust particles can do magic even in the life of a materialist. Even if somebody is stooped in ignorance or completely a dull head or a duffer, but if the dust particles of a pure devotee are taken by him on his head and he bathes himself with the Abhishekam of the dust of the lotus feet of Narada like pure devotees, he said, then there is a great possibility that he will give up his kubuddhi or asadmati, yemana durmati, he says. So he will give it up and then he can awaken in his devotional service. So therefore, by coming across Srila Prabhupada, so many hippies and other people who were actually either stooped in ignorance or deviated by speculative philosophies, when they met Srila Prabhupada, they took the dust of Srila Prabhupada on their heads and followed his teachings, and they became awakened to Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada made that process very easy by administering the medicine of the holy name. Like somebody is hell-bent on going in Maya's direction, and the medicine for such a foolish jiva is the holy name. The holy name can cure the malady of material madness. And it can open our eyes to see the glorious reality of Krishna's lotus feet. And therefore, we may not know how powerful the chanting of the holy name is, but the holy name, even in the recent past, in the life of Prabhupada, in his preaching, has shown such miraculous effects that all across the globe, many, many people from different parts of the world have become Krishna's devotees by chanting this holy name and have become awakened, and their Durmati has become Satmati. So what Prahlad said has become true. And it will be true for all eternity. Because that is actually one of the glories of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.